Okay, I'm going to get right back to this quickly on the Investigative Journal. We have an open line Friday. If the lines are busy, just keep calling. I'm going to get to everybody today. 800-313-9443. We have Richie on the line from Louisiana. And, Richie, let me just mention this, and then we've got a couple of minutes here. I've got a whole bunch of things. And we go back to my tax shows with him and also go to interviews I did with Terry Lee about opting out of the system. Terry's another person. He hasn't paid taxes, I don't know, ever, maybe for 30 to 40 years.
Did he opt out of the system?
Yeah, but he didn't pay prior to that. Now, there's two different things here. There's two different things at work. You can't tie together, according to my research, the voluntary tax with whether you have a birth certificate, a Social Security card. That is a decision you make about your servitude, about your work, and has nothing to do with... now, with income tax, with your Social Security card, with your, you know, contracts that you sign with the state, the federal government, your name, things like that, it has to do with your work. And people who try to confuse you, I believe, and tie all these things together, forget the main question. The tax regards what your labors are and whether your labors, according to the Constitution, can be taxed directly. They can't. It's unconstitutional. Well, the way the IRS got around that was to make it voluntary. So, and they get around it by sending a huge propaganda campaign like this to dissuade people and to put fear and hate and everything in their mind that if they don't pay this first, you're guilty. You got to support America. Second, second, they frighten you to death that you're going to be tortured, you're going to be persecuted, you'll go to jail, all these things.
Well, they do
and,
have the guns.
The main question is, you can't tie them together, according to my research and research of others, and opting out of the system is a whole different ballgame, and that is important, too, in many ways. And Terry Lee's CD on my website will show you how to do that, or go back to my interviews with him, Terry Lee.
Terry Lee.
You can go to my archives and find him, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And what I'm getting at here is this. Of course, you must make up your own mind. Don't take for what I say is written in stone, but this that nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to pay the government, the tin horn dictators around the world, and not take care of your family first.
Yes.
And as a man,
that is your main concern. But Greg, just real quick so we can get on. You really should have Gordon on to discuss this, and the gist of his thing is you can get out of it. You can do your work, but you have to get into another system, and that's using gold and silver as a private individual, a private, what does he call it? A private worker at law or something. In other words, you have to completely change your status in order
I will have him on, and you get me his number and send it to me. But I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
When I go out to work, okay, let me just give you a job. I used to train horses, okay?
Yeah.
On this good earth. Now, you think I want to give George Bush any penny of the amount of money I make by my hard work? I didn't wake up in the morning – into a system. I woke up as a free man under my Creator with inalienable rights that supersede all this BS of waking up into a system.
Right. And Gordon says there's a way to do that and to get out of it so you can actually do that and be a sovereign citizen.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Make sure I get his number. You can leave it or with my producer Manny
email
me off my website, okay?
Yeah, put me on to Manny, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Manny. Okay. Get the number from Richie about George Gordon. Great. Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think we're on the same road there, and I think what happens is non-filers very seldom get bothered, but most likely they will bother people they like Clarkson who are spreading the word. We're going to be back. We've got a whole bunch of callers to get to, 800-313-9443.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, 800-313-9443. Call us if it's busy. Keep calling. I'm going to get to these callers. Bob in Iowa, what's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, Greg, thanks for taking my call, and I hope your surgery went well, your dental surgery.
Yeah, you know what? I lost a little hearing in my left ear, so when I get callers on that chew me out, I just take off my right microphone. I take the right, and I can't hear much. But anyway.
The thing that I wanted to talk about is what each individual American should know is just like you said, you were born as a sovereign nation. The Bible talks about Abraham being a nation and each individual offspring as our individual nation. These rights come from God. They don't come from government.
Exactly.
And it amazes me how people, you know, lost in the confusion, this matrix of just stupidity and the dumbing down that this country has gone through, they don't even know the classic civics lesson of what their Bill of Rights, their Constitution, the Declaration of Independence assures them. And if you don't know you have these rights, I guess what, Greg? I guess you don't have them.
Yeah, and then you fall prey to see the government. They're there to confuse you so badly that you never do anything. You only got a few years in this earth. I mean, we only live here, what, 60, 70, 80 years, and you got to use your time wisely because they can send you down the wrong rabbit hole for your entire life.
Well, what's funny is that what I like about your radio program, it says Republic. And if you ask every American today, Greg, I guarantee you 90% of them will tell you they're in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be in a republic.
Exactly.
Now, what happens is, and what people in this country better wake up, they better wake up or they're going to get chipped like Fido.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what's going to happen is that we're either going to have to stand up or stand down. And when the revolution was eventually fought in the 1700s, our forefathers only had 5% of the population on their side.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's a very good point. And what ends up happening is to these middle-of-the-roaders, they're either going to get run over by the SA, meaning the socialist Americans, or the RAs, the real Americans. And then the pseudo-Americans are just going to be on the sidelines, and they're going to be just like these pariahs, if you will, that will pick whoever's winning. Do you see what I mean?
Exactly.
And so what happens is the cowardice level in this country is making me sick because of the simple fact that now, for example, if people don't wake up and understand that that Virginia Tech thing was an arranged mind control thing on that Chinaman or Korean, I don't know what to say because of the simple fact that I didn't wake up today, Greg, wanting to kill 33 people.
No.
And a lot of people do get you angry, you know what I mean?
Of course.
And the thing of it is that now all of a sudden we're getting spoon-fed with this so-called media, which is, it amazes me.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Guess what? They're going to have to wake up one of these days and understand and examine their life and think, what was my life worth? You know what I'm saying? And I just got one other thing, and then I'll close. This is a quote by Everett Hale, and I want every one of your listeners to listen to this because you're right, Greg. It is so, the web is so huge and so massive we can get discouraged. But I have an uplifting quote, and if I can, I would like to tell your listeners this.
Sure.
I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I should do, and with the help of God, I will do. And you know, and that right there just tells me that, you know what, all it takes is one. Calling your show, responding on the internet, creating a web page, or telling people in your workplace, or tell people in your community. Go to your city council members. Make sure that they don't go along with the federal government on some of these ridiculous things like Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2. Get informed. Right. If you don't get informed pretty soon, you're just going to be a robotic numbskull being turned about every which way by these electrical impulses that they might just be, short-circuiting you with, and they have nobody to blame but themselves.
And I wanted to mention this regarding Virginia Tech since you're on. I got an email sent to me, and they said that these are some oddities that we need to think about. The sister of the gunman responsible for the deadliest shooting rampage in modern U.S. history mm-hmm. works as a contractor for the State Department office that oversees billions of dollars in American aid for Iraq. His sister is employed by the Iraq Reconstruction Management Office, according to U.S. officials, and a State Department staff directory that says she works for an annex near the department's headquarters in Washington. This person, the student who killed 32 plus himself, equaling 33, left a long and disturbing note in his dorm room at Virginia Tech, say law enforcement officials. His older sister, Sun Young, graduated from Princeton in 2004. Now, he went to Virginia Tech, and if you look back at his family, they were poor Koreans. Where the heck did they get these connections? Princeton, no money. I mean,
And you know what's funny is that people, when they start allowing the media to dictate how they shape and form the world around them, they don't think of those things. They don't think clearly and logically with reason. Like, for example, what did he have the benefit from this?
Yeah.
What did he have the benefit from this? I mean, he obviously didn't have a Korean flag bandana around his head. I mean, and now all of a sudden they're demonizing this guy, who obviously he has no, he can't defend himself now.
Yeah.
And the thing that really surprises me, it looks like the old Hegel philosophy. You know what that is, don't you? Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, they create the problem, look at the reaction,
exactly.
And then provide a solution. Now, let me tell you this. I broadcast this on my show yesterday that 2 days right after this incident, I think the day after, a University of Colorado student in Boulder,
mm-hmm.
They had an open discussion that was supposedly open and free. He was questioning this guy, and I guess it frightened some other students, and they had this guy arrested. Pulled out of the classroom and arrested. Now he's going to be arraigned in a court in Boulder.
Now, you know what's funny, and this is ironic funny, not ha-ha. Remember Columbine, right?
Yeah.
From my understanding of that tragedy, not those two people that were the perpetrators were the only ones guilty of shooting other students. If I'm not mistaken, the further investigation of that particular incident showed that the authorities themselves were participants.
Yeah. And like my guest, former New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein says, when it gets to that point, then somehow the media steps in, covers it up, and then the investigation never gets to the proper levels. So we never get the truth.
Right. And what you were telling this gentleman, the prior caller from Louisiana, they use wordsmithing. And the form, the 1040 form, is actually supposed to be the 2555 form. All they got to do is buy the IRC code like I did. I guess I got plenty of times on my hand, Greg, you know what I mean? And do a little research myself, you know? And even the booklets themselves, and your listeners should look at the booklets. There's certain forms. There's OMB numbers. Did you know that the IRS, even the forms that they put out, they're still using the same OMB number from, 1983? And they're only good for 3 years. They have an expiration date on them. They need to really get informed of the documentation that is necessary through what the government allows us to fill out forms. And also, always remember, when you put your signature on a form stating how much you make, what you do with that money, you are waiving your Fifth Amendment right. And you're also exercising and losing your Fourth Amendment right to personal property and effects and papers if you just go ahead and stop bringing them to the IRS.
Exactly. Good point.
I mean,
hey, Bob, thanks for calling, man.
You bet you. God bless you.
Call back anytime. I got to keep moving on here. Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Greg. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say something. I have a good book here. It's a good read. It's by Francis Parker Yockey. The book's title is Imperium. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a book on political philosophy. I won't get into an oration describing the book, but it is a very good read, and it lays out everything quite well. Now,
can you say that again in the author?
The book's title is Imperium.
Okay.
And it's by Francis Parker Yockey. Now, another thing, I was cruising the Internet, I was on a few websites, and I came across, I go into organic consumers and so on, I found this thing on transhuman. Do you know what a transhuman is, or what transhumanism is, huh?
Go ahead, explain it.
Okay, it is where you take a genome from human and you mix it with animal, or animal and human. So you have, let's say you take the genome from a cow and you mix it with a human genome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this prompted something in my head. What happened to Eve in the garden? Was she beguiled by the serpent?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't now, and this, of course, came forth Cain. Am I to believe that?
Hmm.
So now you have a serpent beguiling Eve. Along comes Cain. You have a serpent genome in the seed line of Cain.
Okay.
I just thought I would put that up for other listeners to, dwell on and talk about it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's interesting. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, the truck rally.
Yeah.
It would have to be a slowdown. Okay, perishable and non-perishable foods, the guys that have them in their wagons, don't go and deliver in the morning, keep them on the trailer for 3 days, and then go make your delivery. And thank you, Greg.
Okay, Kenny, thanks a lot. That's Trucker Kenny from Wisconsin. We're going to take a three-minute break, get to the rest of my callers. Open line Friday, 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Back after this short message.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, it's Friday on the Investigative Journal. Great week again. I want to thank all my guests and all the listeners this week. And we got an open line Friday going on. If the lines are busy, keep calling. I'm trying to get to all these calls. 800-313-9443. Daniel, in that great state of Colorado, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, Greg, I appreciate your program. Try to tape it every day or catch it. And especially dealing with the Vatican issues, the people like Bill Hughes and Eric John Phelps and everything. This is so essential because people are running around trying to fight the tentacles of the octopus. And if you don't even know who the octopus is. And it's interesting, we had a station here in Johnstown that was kind of a patriot station a few years ago. They had a host who was interviewing Dave Hunt. Of course, Dave Hunt wrote the book Woman Rides the Beast, which just gets into the Vatican somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're going to have you back. We want to have you. It was terrific and everything. He got so much pressure from Vatican supporters And he came and says, well, we can't deal with this on the air.
Yeah, I've heard that a number of times in my life.
I mean, so, and I, oh, yes. Thing is, I want to know how to support you. I'm not hooked up to the internet. What's the best
way? Well, let me give you my post office box. You got a pen?
Yes, I do.
P.O. Box 453, Nederland, Colorado, 80466.
And how do you spell your last name? It's S-Z-Y?
Yep, M-A-N-S-K-I.
Okay.
And what part of Colorado are you in?
Lafayette.
Okay. Okay. Hey, yep. You know what? I want to tell you this. I've been contacted to get by two affiliate stations who want to carry my show. One is a station in Colorado, an AM station, and it covers about two-thirds of the state, so I'll be announcing that, and also a AM station in Seattle. So
terrific.
That's great. You know,
I know from personal experience, and I could actually write a book on it after trying to decide whether it would be worth it or not. But the Jesuit connection is the one that is at the bottom of this, and I know it from a personal experience in the church I had. They infiltrated and changed the church.
Yeah, you know what, Daniel? When you send me that note, make sure you put your address on and phone number. We'll talk.
Yeah, give me a call. I appreciate your program very much. Really support it. Bravo. God bless you.
Okay, that was Daniel in Colorado. By the way, I did want to mention this, that the when we discussed that part of the Illuminati, part of the New World Order, I don't want you to take for what I say as the gospel truth. I want you to research it. My whole goal as a journalist has always been to try and get at the truth in whatever story you're at, and it's a very difficult thing, especially when you deal with so much disinformation. But there is something that you got to think about, and that is history. Please research history, the hidden history. Please research two things: the treaty that we have with the Vatican, which is an official political treaty. You can call the State Department, see if they'll give it to you. I've had persons try for me. We've tried at least 10 times and can't get it. And also research the Treaty of Verona. Just Google that and begin to take a look at this issue on your own. And that's all I ask, an open discussion. And you know on this show you can get an open discussion on just about anything. You want to call me? I don't really care. I mean, I criticized a couple people mixing the Jesuit issue with UFOs and reptilian thinking, things like that. And I do it for a reason. And I say, listen, we need to put this discussion into a credible format. Not that these other issues aren't important, but I don't think they go hand in hand. Because it's pretty easy if you want to get to the mainstream with this issue, it's pretty easy to discount any, you know, people on the internet like David Icke, and many people know much more about what he does and everything. My goal was this, is to say, listen, if a person out in Podunk, Iowa, or a person in Chicago, Illinois that's never heard this, but hears it from people who mix it with this kind of what they will consider wacky talk, I mean, how much credibility does it get? So you got to be real smart and understand this. And not to say that David Icke is wacky, but that's how it'll come across to the average family in America. And I want the average family in America to look at this honestly, because we don't have much time. So look at it from a standpoint of don't mix apples with oranges. Put this in the category of important political information and social information you need to learn. So do it yourself. Let me move on here. I got a break coming up, so I will get to my other callers right after this break. I don't want to bring anybody on and then have to deal with the music. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Investigative Journal, 800-313-9443. Call us if the lines are busy. We will try to get to you. Ron in New Jersey, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Greg. Again, concurring with Bob and Kenny, both of those guys are dead on, I believe. When you're talking about the taxes and the nation that's within you, sovereignty-wise, but earlier in the show, you were talking about something that caused me to think, which was about the civil rights movement, which I wasn't aware of until that second when you said it. You said something about the whole civil rights movement wasn't really a civil rights movement, that there is no such thing, and that our rights are inherent by God, which I believe to be true.
Exactly.
And I had never really thought of it in that vein. So there again, what I was going to call you about was people were questioning, well, Greg, how do you know different things about the Vatican, this, that, and the other thing? And my thing is God only raises up prophets. And when he raises up a prophet, he raises up one or two guys to tell the whole world, you know, whatever it is that God wants people to know. So you guys think are probably, and I'm not calling you a prophet, you're a journalist, but you are definitely one of those guys that he has raised up, I believe, to talk about the Vatican, you and Eric Phelps, and there's only a few people that do that. And, I mean, not only the Vatican, but the things of today, which are prophecy, which you're speaking about. And the other thing I wanted to say was people to opt out of the system when Satan took Christ on the pinnacle and showed him the world system, that was Satan's system. God has his own system, and if you truly believe in him, he will show you his system, and I believe you guys, Greg, are on the right path to God's system.
Yeah, my thinking has always been this. Let's look at it from just a journalistic point of view. When I started seeing this massive cover-up of this issue, and then the issue being considered crazy, oh, how can you consider this? And then I just looked at my past experiences. I said, something's up here, and I want to meet people that are discussing the whole story. And that's all I'm asking is just an open discussion on this. And now regarding the civil, what I discussed about the inalienable rights, I want you to go back to my website at arcticbeacon.com. And on Wednesday, that was Wednesday. What's the date today? Today's the 20th. So it's the 18th.
20th. Yeah.
I interviewed Hamza Sid Catlett. Now, Sid is a former Notre Dame University basketball player, four-year scholarship All-American. Black African American. Sid was also played in the NBA, and Sid is quite intelligent, just a very, very insightful man who discusses this issue in depth. Now, that interview is on for 2 hours. I want you got to listen to it. And now, what he also discusses is I asked him a question. I said, Sid, what about all these African American people in high positions of power in our government?
I knew about people like Jesse Jackson, and I knew they were sellout. I mean, you know, I knew they were definitely. See, I'm an African American as well, and we were brought up. I was brought up amongst the Italians, Jewish people, Irish people, and you know, I married actually interracially. But that aside, my father has always taught us never to come to me and say you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that because of the color of your skin.
Right.
And he grew up very, very poor in South Philadelphia. Okay, so,
right.
I mean, you know, and the way we were taught, I have all kinds of friends, you know, of all races, it doesn't make a difference. And right. I was, I guess, fortunate enough to see that there was a plot to pit person or color against color, religion against religion, and those kinds of things. I was fortunate enough to see that early in life. And when you made that connection with the Martin Luther, you know, I've heard some guys, and I thought it was a racist statement, but now I might have to recant that, call Martin Luther King Martin Lucifer King. And I was like, wow.
Well, look, what Sid said was this, is that they are all what's called a member of what's the brulé, and he calls that the servants of the king. And he made those points, and I think you need to look. Yeah, he's a great interview to listen to. And I want to tell you next week, I have another high-level athlete, African-American athlete on that's going to really talk again like Sid Catlett did. So this issue needs to be discussed because
– It definitely does. It definitely does.
We're not adjectives. You and me are not adjectives. I'm not a white. You're not a black. We're all
that's right. We're man. We're
right.
Breath, flesh, breathing, blood filled men.
And they've always tried to make the that goes into our society. White, black. We all become adjectives to the powers that be when we're really not. And our rights are so deeply embedded with our Creator that we need to stand forward as men together. To let them know that enough is enough, correct?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And you keep up the good work, man.
Okay, Ron. Call all back right. Anytime. Wayne in Indiana, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello, Mr. Szymanski. Hi. Listen,
Greg. Call me Greg. Call me Greg.
Oh, well, I respect you. That's why I do that. Okay. I'm not accustomed to doing that, but okay. A while ago, you were talking about Social Security and how to withdraw. There is a form. It's an SSA-521 form.
SSA-521.
If you go to the Social Security website and type in them numbers for the form you want, it'll come up.
Okay.
All right. You can
relinquish your Social Security number.
Yeah. Now, there's certain things on there that I was looking for the form here. I downloaded it a while ago, and I can't find it. But if you haven't collected anything on it or not, you shouldn't have to repay anything. But if you have collected anything on it, then you got to repay that amount of money, from my understanding of the way the form is. But when they bring it up, they can read the form.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
No. Oh, yeah. I was trying to send an email to you with this in it, and I'm on your webpage here, and it says email this to Greg, and every time I hit it says this page cannot be displayed.
Let me give you the email, okay?
Okay.
ArcticBeacon.
Right.
ArcticBeacon@earthlink.net.
Oh, at earthlink.net. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ron. Thanks.
Good luck.
Okay. Okay, where are we at now, Manny? I think we're at Mike in Oklahoma. Oh, we're in Ray in Oregon. Okay, Ray, you're on the Investigative Journal. Ray?
Greg, yes.
Yeah.
Greg, I am a living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural man of truth, a simple man of truth. I was born that way, and everyone listening to my voice was also born a sovereign, living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural child of God. Now, during the course of life, at the beginning, one is sovereign. One is a child of God. That is a true state. All men are Christ, but they suffer from amnesia because of satanic mind control. Now, every institution, religious institution, political institution, is based in mind control. They make you doubt yourself. If you doubt yourself, you are caught. You are enthralled in a satanic spell where you believe that you are not whole. But you are whole, in fact, but because you believe you are not, you are a slave to that doubt. That is how man is controlled in life. Now, I am a living Christ. Now, what I mean by that is I am a living, simple man of truth. Jesus of Nazareth was also merely a carpenter who understood truth, who understood life, who understood the fact that he was sovereign in a land that tyrannized its inhabitants. Nothing has changed since the man's fall from grace. That's when they were made to doubt themselves, and they began on the path of the treadmill of straight to hell. And somebody else has got their finger on the treadmill, on the button. And most men live their lives from cradle to death in confusion, in doubt. And they are compelled to serve their masters. In other words, they have been made enslaved to the idea of satanic mind control. That is all one needs to know in order to deal with the problems of today. If you serve God's law, which is truth, you cannot serve mammon's law, which is man's law. And there is the dichotomy. You understand that who you are, and they cannot make you doubt yourself. You can stand up to the forces of Satan, and back them down. I have done that personally in my life. And it is something that most people who call this program are so involved in the organizations of the Vatican, of the this, of the that, which is all designed to keep you talking about things that you feel you're helpless to do anything about, when all you have to do is say no and walk away. They can't. Go ahead, Greg.
I said, very good point, Ray. Continue.
That's the point that most people are unaware of. The simplicity of freedom lies within them. It does not lie within organized groups, because organized groups are, by their own design, satanic in nature, because they're structured by rules, the same kind of rules which appear to be different than the rules they oppose. But there's the matrix of confusion that people get caught in, where they never get off the treadmill. And what I'm saying to everybody who can hear me is that you do not have to do what you think you're... Personally, you're afraid to do anything. I've faced them down, and they've thrown me out of their jail, and they leave me alone. Now, that's just one man, and who cares? But I'm saying the principle is that everyone is of that nature, but they don't know it yet because they doubt themselves. When you go forward and say, hell no, enough is enough, we will stop the wars, we will stop the money-grubbing corporate leaders, you know, who make people doubt themselves through satanic mind control, and the whole house of cards comes tumbling down.
What do you think about the Virginia Tech shootings?
It was a mind control aspect from the get-go. If you look at that and the coincidences, which are not coincidental at all, with all the other lone gunman-type operations who have had backgrounds involved with the mental health profession, where the mental health people have access to drugging these people and counseling these people. And there's how you turn a child like this boy who killed the 32 people, 32 students. He was just a confused mind control subject, and they had him. They had him, and that's the product of their kind of mind control manipulation. Forgive that boy, because he didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You forgive our sons and daughters who are in Iraq, who don't know any better. And so they fight for a corporate structure who tells them to kill other people on their own homeland when we got no business being there. If the American people understood who they truly are, that is, Christ's without amnesia, because right now they suffer from amnesia because of the mind control that holds them slave. When that happens, we will have heaven on earth instead of hell on earth.
You know, that's a good point, Ray. And I wanted to ask you the question. I don't know. Bush came on TV right after Virginia Tech. I don't know if you caught it. And every time I see him double talk us, I get sick to my stomach. What were your thoughts about Bush's response?
Well, I didn't hear it, first of all. When I got secondhand information from the talk shows. But you see, how they operate is with public appearances, with PR images, carefully constructed. That's all satanic mind control stuff. And so, you know, the confusion of the person who has been brought into mind control is that they want peace when all they have is a war and suffering and exploitation. We have to understand that the image is not the thing, that we must penetrate the image and go deeply into the essence of that image to understand what really is going on. When a man like George Bush, who is a hypocrite, will stand before and have a media promoting him in his thoughts, and they put them on a positive level, everyone loves to hear, we'll have a better world, we'll have this, we'll have that. When in fact, what they have is what they have, and it doesn't change. It gets worse. You have to understand that hypocrites must trade on the positive image for them to do their damnedest. That's the only way I can put it.
Yeah.
If we told the truth, if we spoke the truth, we would only say what is, and the what is inarguable. Once it is brought back into the level of argument, it is satanic, and that's where the confusion reigns. We must understand within ourselves that we are sons of God and daughters of God, and no one can shake that. When you have that, government hasn't got a chance in hell of doing anything with you. Now, they can crucify you if you're one man, but they can't crucify 100 million. You understand?
I understand, and that is so important. It starts within you and then grows. And
that's right.
What they want to stop, though. That's exactly how they want to stop that, of course. Don't you agree, Ray?
Absolutely, they want to stop it. But they must do it by causing people to organize themselves. We must be able to stand on our own sovereignty, shoulder to shoulder, and just say no. That's how
right,
we...
Ray.
Go ahead.
I'm running out of time. I want to say thanks for calling. Call back anytime. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and I will get to my final callers back after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Childhood still are true, that there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back for our final short segment on the Investigative Journal. Apologize to those callers who I can't get to, but call me back anytime. You know you can get on 800-313-9443. Write that down. Arthur in Connecticut, you have any questions or comments? Go ahead.
I do. Thank you very much, and I greet you in the name of the King Jesus Christ. I agree with Ray completely. Man is not Christ. He is to reflect Christ in the manner that Christ illustrated our relationship with the Creator, spiritual perfection, created immortal. We were created immortal before we committed that crime and betrayed his trust. And I know I have to move quickly. They're not inalienable or unalienable rights. They are God-given unalienable rights. It is important to draw that word out and to underscore the word lien, the portion thereof. They cannot put a lien on these rights. Also, for your mouth, Gregory, Vitamair toothpaste and mouthwash from cliffscott.com, two Fs and two Ts. Very important to keep the mouthwash in your mouth as long as possible. The rest of the time, hydrogen peroxide, but do not swallow it. It's oxygen, but it's not stabilized, and it'll hurt. And if it hurts, it's telling you that it's killing any infection there, which is good. But the majority of the time, good.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, Vitamair toothpaste and mouthwash, the most important thing. Also, this Virginia Tech monster, it has the Catholic Infidel Association fingerprints all over it. It is a smear against Christians to suggest that monster was in any way a Christian man. It is blasphemy for him to state that I die like Christ. And that's the slap at Christians. It was done in Rome. It's always about scapegoating Christians and scapegoating Jews. It's not an original tactic. Moving right along, if I may.
Go ahead.
I wanted to recommend some films. Manchurian Candidate, the original, with Frank Sinatra. The film Telefon with Frank Sinatra from, I think, the year of our Lord, 1973. It's either a P as in Paul or a T as in Thomas. Telefon. That's all about sleeper agents. Very important film. Also, The Time Machine from 1968, in the year of the King Emmanuel, with Rob Taylor and Yvette Mimieux. And fellas, I hope you have strong hearts, because there was a very young and beautiful Yvette Mimieux. And I, without apology, love women. That's 1968, Time Machine. Also, the film No Way Out, which is a very disturbing film. Very disturbing. It's called No Way Out.
And yeah, that was with Kevin Costner, right?
That's correct. Kevin Costner and Sean Young and I believe Gene Hackman. Very upsetting. Very upsetting. And these are really study materials. Very careful to study these. Also, The Passion of the Christ, of course. And the website, pokerface.com. And I hope that before you go off the air, you can give out your P.O. box and the location in Colorado again, and I'll get off the air and give it over to somebody else. And I thank you very much, and peace be with you and your house. And please remember, the shortwave reception is starting to deteriorate now. And I did break my own rule. I violated my own axiom. Oops.
All right.
I guess I did.
Arthur,
I
let me give you that P.O. box number. It's Greg Szymanski, P.O. box 453. Netherland, Nederland, Colorado, 80466. Thanks for calling, Arthur. Call back anytime. We're all out of time, folks. What a great week on the Investigative Journal. The sun is shining here. Hope it's shining in your neck of the woods. Have a good weekend. And until Monday, same time, 11 a.m., have a good afternoon.
It's true.